Welcome back to The Caravan from Red River Radio. I'm Bill Beckett. And this week, we invited Daniel Smalley into our studios for some conversation and to play some songs from a new CD called Get On My Side. Daniel grew up in Ohio but moved around a lot as a youth before eventually landing in Shreveport, his mother's hometown. Here he found his voice and began playing around town and then found an audience. His new CD is called Get On My Side, and from that CD, we're going to open this segment of The Caravan with a tune titled Answers. And then Daniel and I will talk a bit, and he'll also play some songs for you in our Marion and Donald Weiss performance studios tonight on The Caravan.
I've been locked inside the dark, hell, I've been called dirty names, but life keeps coming back with more trouble. So she tells me like it is, how they say true love waits. So I carry myself in ways that just seem humble. Until I reach the barroom and fill up my whiskey glass with my worries toward the future and my sorrows in the past. The barkeep, he just asked me, why the hell are you so sad? That's an answer that I wish I had. That's an answer that I wish I had. So I'm coming down that railroad like an old freight train on a Kansas City Southern through Montgomery. Still she tells it like it is, how they say true love waits. So I carry myself in ways that seem so humble. Until I reach the barroom and fill up my whiskey glass with my worries toward the future and my sorrows in the past. The barkeep, he just asked me, why the hell are you so sad? That's an answer that I wish I had. That's an answer that I wish I had.
Daniel Smalley with a song called Answers from a new CD called Get On My Side. And Daniel is in our Marion and Donald Weiss performance studio with me here tonight to talk a little bit about his life, his music, and his brand new CD called Get On My Side. Daniel, I want to thank you for stopping by tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
So you've got your first album coming out. It's called Get On My Side, and it's a country and rhythm and blues album. So in your mindset, define country and define rhythm and blues and how they blend together.
Okay, well, to me, country is the music that kind of took over, I guess, around the 40s, 50s, 60s era. And as far as the what people were listening to and what people were digging into and maybe where all the culture was coming from, And somewhere in between that, Rhythm and Blues came out around the same era, I'm sure. It was less known because it was a different genre of music, you know, mm-hmm. and it was a different race at the time, and at the time that was a big deal. But somewhere around there, everything just kind of gelled together and came out and evolved into different genres of music and other different genres of music. And
in your mind, as you listen back to some of the albums from that era, who would you say were the people who kind of brought the two forms together? I mean, there's country blues, and mm-hmm. then there's traditional blues, and there's R&B, and there's funk, and there's all kinds of different, you know, hybrids of basically what came out of white music of the 1800s and black music of the 1800s. But from that era, who would you say are the ones that you're like, yeah, I want to do that?
Man, Ray Charles kind of took it for me as far as the rhythm and blues and the country aspect goes, just because he grew up, you know, a country kid and, mm-hmm. and found his own style, and it just happened to reach a little bit deeper and a little bit more soulful than country music came across. But it was still okay because it was him, you know, doing it. And something about his music just touches me more than any other music. But as far as good old classic country goes, Hank Sr. did it the best. Bill Monroe and those guys. And man, there are a few guitar pickers that I enjoy listening to.
Yeah, who would those be?
Well, George Jones is definitely one of them from his earlier stuff. Yeah. It was before he started doing all of the ballads, which I don't not like the ballads. You know, yeah. I'm still a ballads fan. But before that, when he was picking country music, that's about as many as I can get to right now.
Are you a Merle Travis fan or Merle Watts?
I'm a Merle Haggard fan.
Merle Haggard. Yeah, I noticed that from your bio information. Yeah. So, well, I tell you what, you have a song called When Country Had Soul, and why don't we go ahead and listen to that right now? This is Daniel Smalley with When Country Had Soul from his CD, Get On My Side.
Faces that I see, they call it country music, but I know that can't be so. What happened to the old days when country had a soul? And I can see them on the front page of some country magazine, but I can't hear those pictures, and they all sound the same. So bring back Waylon Jennings and old David Allen Coe. I wish it was the old days when my country had a soul. Now put some drive back in our country and take it out of cruise control. Bring back screaming steel guitar, just a little less rock and roll. And I love a good song melody when I can feel it in my bones, but I wish it was the old days when country had. Now put some drive back in our country and take it out of cruise control, and bring back screaming steel guitars, just a little less rock and roll. And I love a good song melody when I can feel it in my bones, but I wish it was the old days when country. We
music from Daniel Smalley and his CD called Get On My Side. That was a tune called When Country Had Soul. You grew up in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about, because early in your life, you seemed to kind of bop around the country a lot. And obviously that has an influence, I think, on anybody when you're picked up and transported across, you know, to different communities, starting all over again and those kinds of things. Can you tell us a little bit about how that, I guess, at the time affected you, but also how it now affects your music?
You know, I think just traveling and moving as much as we did when I was a kid, and really not even as much as some of my cousins did and some of my friends have moved, but just as much as we did, it kind of just bred an almost distance to me when it came to, you know, relating to somebody else or hanging out with anybody else or making friends or anything like that. It's just it's a lot harder to open up and find, you know, a really true friend that you can just tell everything to when you're pretty sure you're just not going to know that person for that long of a time. And at a young age, I don't know if it's healthy to figure that out or not, but it was just like I got into myself more. Mm-hmm. And I definitely became friends with myself a lot more than I was. And I still had two sisters to hang out with, but I was the only boy and stuck in the middle. So I definitely have a great imagination and I get along with myself very well.
So the isolation that can come from that didn't necessarily have a negative impact. It pushed you towards a little more introspective and a little more creative side of yourself?
I would say definitely, yeah. Most definitely.
Let's go back. You went from Ohio, to Alaska?
No, we actually went from, my parents were married in Shreveport, and they went to Alaska, and I was born in Alaska.
Okay.
My older sister was born in Shreveport. And then from Alaska, we went to Alabama, where my younger sister was born. And then from Alabama, we went to Ohio in Dayton, preschool to kindergarten in Dayton. And then we moved out to the suburbs in Xenia around first grade. And I was there from until third grade. Fourth grade was the split with my parents. And then I was still in Ohio through fourth grade. And then my mother married a guy in the military again. And so we went to San Antonio. Then we went to Kansas. And I went back and forth from Kansas to Ohio for a year. And then he got orders to Korea. We came to Shreveport because that's where my mother was from.
Yeah.
And I went back and forth from Shreveport to Ohio for another year probably. So before my dad got his orders to Japan for the first time, I decided that I wanted to spend my high school career in one city, you know, and at one school, because I just haven't had that opportunity yet and finally had the opportunity to be in one school, you know. And I was playing sports at the time, so it was a good thing to be in one school, being in athletics, because it's really hard to jump into a new school your junior year and expect to get any playing time, whether or not you're good or not, you know. And,
right.
And once you know the politics of it, then you can pretty much just get in there and work your butt off from freshman year to senior year, and you'll play, you know. So graduated from Southwood in 2004.
And you ended up playing football there and ended up breaking your leg, correct?
Yeah. I broke my leg my senior year in five places, and had a rough time with that, you know, growing up. Who gets told that all their dreams are going to come crashing down around their feet, you know, at 18? But it happens to a lot more people than you think. And I just luckily had grown up around music, and I always told my dad, you know, if football didn't work out, I can always play music. And he'd always laughed at me because I'd never taken it seriously.
Yeah.
Because I always had sports to fall back on. And looking back, if the pages were turned, then I wouldn't have a gimp leg right now.
Now, were you looking at going to college for football then?
You know, I was thinking about it, and I'm sure at the time it was a definite dream of mine. And there were possibilities to go and probably walk on to a few places. And other colleges that may have had more to look at had I not broken my leg, you know, halfway through the season. But I never got to finish the year, so I never would have known.
So from, you know, all the moving around and stuff, and then the football, how does this really play in? Do we find a lot of these, I guess, emotional feelings and stuff like that in some of the songs on your new CD?
You know, a lot of the songs, just where they come from emotionally, usually comes from a more extreme place than I usually am, and it takes some of the songs, and that's not all of them. A lot of them come from just a melody that I get in my head that I can't get out, and so I just have to put words to it and figure something out. But I don't know, I would say a lot of my writing styles are kind of just hinting around a subject that could be the subject of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to write it as open-ended as possible. I don't know, to let people kind of take it the way that they want to take it and give me, you know, their idea of what the song is about, because it could be exactly what I'm talking about for real, and then it could just be whatever they want it to be, which is also okay with me, you know, because I'm sure that I've misinterpreted songs myself, and but it doesn't make it wrong. I just think it makes that person's opinion. And if you can relate to the song and if you feel something out of the song, then that's really all that matters.
Why don't we give us one of those songs that you kind of feel reflects that kind of style of yours, and then we'll come back right after that. What's the name of this?
This is a song called Who Are You? And this has got a video on YouTube, and goes something like this.
Weather's changing, season's over, passing of the time. I'm getting tired and feeling older, ain't no ease of mine. Shadow reaches far behind you, and it can't hide your past. Looking truth square in the eye now, Lord, saving me at last. But who get a move on, time is wasting, no more hanging around. I'm back beating, mind erasing, Joker chasing me around. But who
Daniel Smalley, live in the studios of Red River Radio tonight on The Caravan. Your grandfather did two tours of duty in Vietnam?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, which is one tour would be enough for most people.
I would imagine, yeah.
Was he regular Army?
Yeah, he was. He enlisted.
Okay.
And he was one of those guys that was probably just like me. He's a go-getter and just worked his way up to general major. You know.
While he was there, your mother...
No, this is my father's side.
Oh, this is your father's side. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
My father and my aunts.
Okay, yeah. And your aunts. And their mother, Mabel, mm-hmm. Also were really involved in music. They were doing line dance halls. I'm not familiar with what a line dance hall is, so maybe you can give me a brief explanation of that.
From what it sounds like to me, because I think I've been once, but I was too young to remember. But it's just a bunch of people line dancing, and you have a caller, and you have some music going on.
I mean, I know what line dancing is. But I think my first impression was like a chorus line kind of thing. You know?
Well, it was actually the five of them. My grandfather was the caller, and then my grandmother, my three aunts, and my father were the vocalists, and they would sing music and just be a big old hoedown.
So there's a strong musical influence in your life then from that side of your family.
For sure.
And you really kind of, I guess, grew up in that milieu. Now, this was all happening during the Vietnam War, so that was before you were born.
Correct.
But they carried on that musical tradition on into your life, and so those influences are there. What did your father play?
He played the trombone earlier and in the Air Force as well, but he was a vocalist mainly in the Air Force. Okay. And I've heard him sing everything from Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin covers to Les Mis. You know, I've heard him do it all, and he's always just hit it on the nose. You know.
Now, does he do this professionally as his living, or is it okay? So
no, this was his job in the military. Okay. He was a vocalist. He always told me, "Son, I lucked out," and he was like, "I got to do what I love to do in the military."
And is he career military?
Oh yeah, he just retired. He retired as Senior Master Sergeant Dan Smalley.
Well, you want to give him a shout out there?
Hey Dad, if you get a chance to listen to this, he's in Belleville, Illinois.
Yeah, it's always nice to let folks know that you actually did have that impact back then.
Most definitely. Hate to hear it.
This musical influence, you were kind of playing around with it as a kid, you know. It was an interest there, but it wasn't something that you were really diving into, like, you know, you felt this metaphysical, you know, force pushing you towards music at that time. But there was a transition in your life, and that was around the time that the football accident happened, correct?
Yes, definitely. And getting a guitar around me, just with a roommate even, it was almost as if that's all I wanted to do when I was home. You know, if I wasn't working at some job that I didn't want to be at, then I was at home playing the guitar and just making up songs. And that was for fun for about a year and a half or 2 years, until a lot of my friends told me, "Hey man, you should really do this more often," you know? So I started to take it more seriously, and here I am now.
And your dad was there at the time, and he really encouraged not only your performance, but your vocal stuff.
Yeah, he told me at a young age, when, you know, just driving down the road in the car, we'd be singing along, and I was the guy harmonizing with the radio, and he was like, "Son, you have a really good ear, you know, you need to sing." And I'm always like, "Oh, shut up, Dad, you know." What do you know? He knew.
Yeah. Apparently he knew something.
He did. Yeah. He still does.
Yeah. Give him another shout out.
Yeah, Dad, you knew.
Yeah, right.
I should have listened.
Was your mother at all musical? Was she involved in music or just supportive? How does she play into that aspect of your life?
My mother's always been supportive of anything that I've ever done. And as musical as she was, she would sing in the car, you know, with us. But I think she was more creative than maybe my father's genes, as far as just writing things. I found a trunk of hers with stuff in the bottom of it that I'm sure she had intended for us to stumble upon in our later years to just look back. But I found old songs that she had written and old poems that she had written, you know, around 18 or 19. And my dad to this day said, you know, "So I've never written a song in my life. You know, I can sing," you know, so I'm pretty sure that the creative aspect of everything that I do comes directly from my mother.
You ever think about you know, working some of that material maybe in?
I have thought about it, and I definitely still know where it is.
So. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes that can pull up some things inside of you that you might never even know they're there until you start to try to creatively craft that into a song, and you're like, you get inside your parents' mind, their soul that way, you know? So she wrote songs, and she wrote poetry. Did she play any instruments?
No, she didn't play any instruments.
Okay, so she could just craft the words and the ideas and create the kind of verbal imagery that you need to really paint with music.
Definitely, and she could do that with words. And she did stained glass growing up. She did ceramics and pottery growing up. I just remember doing these classes and my mom was a person who loved to do new things and anything that involved crafts or something that she enjoyed, I guess. So painting and
very visual in her artistic output.
So, definitely. Yeah.
So, do you want to give her a shout out?
Hey, Mama. Hey, I'm on the radio.
Do you have, I guess, any song that you've written that might reflect back on both your mother or your father, or either one, that you've kind of taken some feelings and put into tune?
You know, no. My main subject has been my wife or my life, pretty much for the past 9 years, I guess. Okay.
And that's how long you've pretty much been doing the songwriting and stuff?
Yeah, basically. And there's a few other songs that'll come out that are just completely irrelevant to anything. And yeah.
How long have you been married?
Since April 20th of this year.
Okay. And you've got a small boy?
Yes, Dayton. Yeah. He'll be 2 in September. Yes.
Now, you sent me a photograph, and it looks like you're out in a farm field in that photograph.
That's right.
Is that where you're living at now?
That's my mother's land in Keithville, where we were married. And that's me, my wife, and my son.
Looks quiet and peaceful out there.
It is very quiet and peaceful.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. So, can you pull out a song that may reflect some of the influences of your wife and your child on your singer-songwriter material?
Of course. All right, this song is called Circus Fools. To run away from love, I used to spend my nights alone. But all that's over now as I join the crowd of circus fools and thieves and happy painted faces just like me. There is a man who walks a road, life full of shattered dreams and hope. And he puts on a show every day at 4, and the people gather around to see if they can see him fall to the ground. No one told him it would be simple. And that life's an acrobatic flight. So I'll take my hand, but please be nimble. Come fly with me, but hold on tight, 'cause I'm gonna show you how to have it all. Your sense of purpose may come alive. If we was in a circus, I'd show you how.
Daniel Smalley live in our studios here tonight on the Caravan at Red River Radio. So after you broke your leg, you kind of went into a funk there for a while, and then you moved in with a good buddy. Can you tell us about this buddy and how he kind of, I guess, helped you you know, change course a little bit, or at least change mindset a little bit about where you were going with the rest of your life?
You know, the buddy was Doc Blanchard, and he's now acting, I believe, down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I think that's where he is. But when we moved in together, it was everything was a competition. We had the same job, we had the same apartment, you know, so everything else, we were playing cards, we were drinking, you know, we were competing. And you know, he had a pretty good idea of what he wanted to do, and it sounded crazy and outlandish, but you know what, that's what he wanted to do at the time. Mm-hmm. And he always encouraged me to just, hey man, you're good, you know, just keep working at that, you know, and find your niche, and if it makes you that happy, then you probably need to be doing it. And you know, so taking it from that guy who's doing what he loves to do in South Louisiana right now, you know, and got to go to Chicago, and it's encouraging to have friends around me that are, you know, pursuing something other than an 8-to-5 job, or mm-hmm. something other than a job in the oil field, or in sales, or anything like that, which it all kind of boils back around to whatever you enjoy doing most. And right. So, but man, when I, me and that guy moved in together with another group of guys, and then I moved away or moved back home or something, and then moved back in with another guy that owned a restaurant out in Bossier. And I would play around that house, and he was like, man, I own this restaurant, come play up here. And so people enjoyed it, so they started asking me to play other places. And I really started taking it seriously then, not knowing how green I was. Or mm-hmm. So went through about a year of doing that, and then I joined a band that knew a little bit more about what they were doing. They're from Lake Charles. Went and played a lot more music with them, a lot more dates, a lot more shows. Just got on stage and did what I was supposed to do, and did that for about 2 or 3 years. And then I really started to hone in on my own sound and started to write a lot more. So by, I guess, 19 to 24, I was really just playing. I wasn't learning. I wasn't diving into the music. I was just playing and trying to catch up to everybody else that had been playing their whole lives, trying to, you know, hold my own in a group of guys that are older than I am. They've been playing their entire lives. And so mm-hmm. one of the guitar player I used to play with is still to this day one of the best chicken pickers I've ever heard, and he's amazing. Jeff LeBlanc, I'll give you a shout out for sure. And his brother Joey played drums. Ben Abshire is in Shreveport now, and he played bass. We were the Twangsters Union, and it was country, and it was something different than country too, you know. It wasn't all country, because those guys are pretty much Kunas, and so they had their own flair that they put on country music that was still, you know, Merle Haggard and George Strait and all the guys that we grew up with, at least.
Just putting a little Southern Louisiana hot sauce on it.
Definitely, you know, some hot sauce, some Tony's probably.
And maybe a little Creole influence in there as well.
Definitely in the bass line. Ben Abshire is one of the funkiest dudes that I know. Yeah. So from those guys, I kind of just said, hey, I kind of want to play my own music, and I don't want to play these covers anymore. And so I started to write more and started to play around town and met up with the guys that I'm still playing with to this day. They're all on the record. Jeremy Gibson, Matt Gillum, Logan Hall. Michael Stevens is the engineer, and he played, you know, on the mm-hmm. record too. Jason Sepulveda, I've been playing with that guy for as long as I care to remember about music. You know, as soon as I met him, it was a different game. And he taught me a good part of what I know, and my friends taught me more of what I know. And then just, you know, coming out of this structural playing cover songs, you know, into a realm of you're creating your own music that you're gonna play. But these guys took an interest into it, so that to me made me feel more confident about what I was actually doing.
And can you give me the name of that band again?
Twangsters.
Twangsters?
Yes, okay. The Twangsters Union.
Do they have any material out on CD or anything?
You know, I don't know if they have any CDs out, but I'm sure they have something on the internet. Right. Positive. And they're still playing with a guy named Donis, and yeah. They still play up around here at Wild West.
Tell you what, why don't right now we go ahead and listen to something by the Twangsters here on the Caravan.
My boss, you got fair warning, gonna lighten up some, have a little more fun. hung up the phone, woke up my baby. We're staying home, honey, I'm going crazy. Gonna lighten up some, have a little more fun. Throw out the paper, turn off the tube. Don't wanna hear no more bad news. I'm feeling numb. Forget the world and think about us. Quit taking life so serious. Gonna lighten up some, have a little more fun. We'll let the babies sleep as long as they like. When they get up, we'll have a pillow fight. Gonna lighten up some and have a little more fun. Call up my brother, say I'm not mad. That little scratch on my truck ain't bad. Gonna lighten up some and have a little more fun. Paper, turn off the tube. Don't wanna hear no more bad news. I'm feeling numb. Forget the world and think about us. We're taking life so serious. Gonna lighten up some, a little more.
Was music by the Twanksters here on The Caravan, a band that Daniel Smalley, our guest in the studio tonight, played with when he was getting started in the music business. You are currently finishing up your first debut CD.
Yes.
And it's the Lackadaisies that are playing with you as sort of the backing band on this project?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a little bit about those band members? You don't have to give me the full bio, but right. Just give them a shout out and let people know who they are and what they do and how they're working with you on this project.
Okay. Michael Stevens engineered the entire project at Pizza Party Studios. And he also played keys, and he played a little bit of guitar, played mandolin on Who Are You. We mixed it, you know, together and sent it off and got mastered. And that's Matt Gillum, also known as Mus. He played bass on the entire album except for the song that Jason Sepulveda let me write. That's another one. But Michael played bass on that one. Matt Gillum also played guitar on a couple of the songs. And then Jeremy Gibson played drums on the entire album, and he's probably my favorite drummer in town. And Logan Hall put the steel guitar on the few songs that have steel. I did guitar on the rest and the vocals. And then Dylan LeBlanc played guitar on Answers and put a really killer solo at the end of it. Jason Sepulveda played guitar on his song that I cut called No Ordinary Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chelsea Norman came and sang a background vocal. Who Are You?
So you have a lot of influences, and they range from you know, Neil Young, who I'm a big fan of. I love Roy Orbison.
I love Roy Orbison.
And as an Ohio boy, I actually went around singing Okie from Muskogee from about the time it came out all the way up until through high school,
That's back, right. When
outlaw country had kind of made its way onto the main stage with Willie and Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard and David Allen Coe and,
yep.
You know, a whole bunch of Michael Martin Murphy and a whole bunch of others. We'd interchange Led Zeppelin with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
was a schizophrenic movement in the music going on out there, because there was a time when you were either country mm-hmm. you know, or you were rock and roll.
That's right. Yeah.
And somehow somebody, I guess, created this idea that you couldn't be both, which I right. highly disagree with.
I disagree completely with that statement.
I hear a lot of, I guess, in some ways, what I would call impressionism mm-hmm. in your music, especially the first song that you sang. Because as you go through, and, you know, especially with a young child, there's so many moments where it's likely to just, oh my Lord, I had no idea this would be this good.
Right. I've had plenty of moments like that. I enjoy being a dad and I love my son. Yeah, he definitely pulls on my heartstrings when it comes to some of the newer songs that I've started to write have been probably directly influenced by my son or the combination of my son and my wife, just how good I have it. And, you know, I'm not one of those guys that takes too much for granted, or at least I try not to. So when I look at my life and realize that I get to just be a dad and play music and be the husband to this beautiful woman and a dad to this beautiful child, it warms my heart. I tear up sometimes, you know, thinking about it I do my best to appreciate it as much as, you know, I'm allowed to, as much as possible.
Kind of a count your daily blessings kind of a feeling. Yeah. Do you have any music that you might want to share with us right now that kind of draw out of those influences?
This tune isn't on the record, but it will be recorded. And this is a newer one that I've written, and this is directly toward my son and my wife, probably simultaneously. But it's called I See You in My Dreams. Yeah.
I see you in my dreams. I can't even imagine my world without loving you. The birds forever sing. There's a ring ding ding a dinging in my ear. I see you in my dreams. And always with tomorrow, each day all my dreams come true. As I continue dreaming of you, I see you in my dreams, and every waking hour life is complete with you. I see you in my dreams, and always with tomorrow, each day all my dreams come true, as I'm forever dreaming of you. I'm forever dreaming of you.
Daniel Smalley, live in our studios tonight on The Caravan here from Red River Radio. You have a lot of influences, as we'd said before, Neil Young, Roy Orbison, Merle Haggard. Do you have any covers that you do of songs by them, or is it just you're drawing on what they've done, trying to draw out of the well and how it affected you?
I do Pretty Woman. Mm. I do Harvest Moon and a couple other. But in the show that I'm the set that we're doing now, we do Pretty Woman, we do Harvest Moon, and then we do The Whipping Post.
Okay.
By the Allman Brothers.
The Allman Brothers, okay.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to do a cover for us? Just anyone, whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah, I can do Harvest Moon.
Okay.
come a little closer. Hear what I have to say. Just like children laughing, we can dance the night away. But there's a full moon rising. Let's go out into the light. You know where the music's playing. Let's go out into the light. Cause I'm still in love with you. Wanna see you dance again. I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. Strangers, I loved you from afar. And then when we were lovers, I loved you with all my now it's getting late, and the moon is hanging high. I want to celebrate and see it shining in your eyes. Cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. I'm still in love with you. Wanna see you dance again. I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again. I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. Thank you.
Daniel Smalley in our studios tonight with a cover of Harvest Moon by Neil Young. One of the things he does so well, and we were talking about it at one point, he paints an image. You know, tell me about how that painterly quality, you get some of that from your mother because she was a truly visual artist, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think I try to paint more vocally sometimes than I do lyrically. Lyrically, I almost try to stay as close to the point as possible, mm-hmm. Without directly hitting the point, if that makes sense.
Right.
Writing recently has just become, you know, this art form that I've tried to mold and sculpt more to look like myself than anybody else. So writing anything original to me is almost impossible as far as a melody may go or a structure may go, whether or not it's been used before, you know, in time before us, who knows? And who could honestly tell you how many songs that one song sounds like, you know? I try to be a good representation of everything that's come to influence me. And I think the stronger influences tend to poke out there a little bit more.
Why don't you give us one more original from the album?
Okay, this is a tune that I wrote for my wife, and it's called Nobody But You.
I'm not keeping any secrets, cause I ain't hiding nothing from you. No more creeping, no more fooling around. But when I have to go away from my home, girl, no, it's just my crazy head. It ain't my heart that roams, cause I'm not looking for nobody, baby, nobody but you. And I'm not looking for some other lady to try and fill your shoes. Not everyone is who they seem to be, but you got lucky, babe, cause you got me. And I'm not looking for nobody, baby, cause baby, all I need is you. Tell your mama, and you can tell your daddy, and you can even tell your baby sister too. Gonna tell everybody that we know around town, so when they see me out amongst the crowd, they won't be spying, always trying to keep a good man down. Cause I'm not looking for nobody, baby, nobody but you. And I'm not looking for some other lady to try and fill your shoes. Not everyone is who they seem to be, but you got lucky, babe, cause you got me. And I'm not looking for nobody, baby, cause baby, all I need is you. Looking for nobody, baby, nobody but you. And I'm not looking for some other lady to try and fill your shoes. Not everyone is who they seem to be, but you got lucky, babe, cause you got me. And I'm not looking for nobody, baby, cause baby, all I need is you. Yeah, baby, all I need is you. All right, baby, all I need is you. Come on, baby, all I need is you. One more time, baby, all I need is you.
Daniel Smalley in our studios here tonight on The Caravan. You've worked with Dylan LeBlanc on the album, and you've played around with the Lackadaisies and stuff like that. And if you wanted to do a shout out to some of the other artists that in Shreveport that you feel like folks probably ought to go out and take a chance, you know, go listen to these folks. You might be amazed at what talent there is here in the Shreveport or Alexandria or any place else in our listening area. Who would you kind of want to give props to?
And I would give props to everybody that's in the scene. Victor Olston is amazing. The Highway Lines are amazing. Lackadaisies, of course, are amazing. John Martin and all those guys from the Peakers, and anybody that was involved in the Peakers to me are amazingly talented people and musicians. Engine, Landon Miller and all those guys. Chelsea Norman does her own solo set that blows my mind. Alexandra McCullough is a girl that's just now getting off into the scene, mm-hmm. and she's great. Gigi Earth is Brett Roberts and Jeremy Hayes. Tyler Sanders that I know of. I don't know if that's everybody, but those guys are killer, and it's a new sound that it's different to me, and I enjoy it. And it's really encouraging to have everybody just out there playing, you know, just playing music.
Daniel, I want to thank you for joining me in the studio tonight on The Caravan. I really appreciate you stopping by.
No problem, and thank you for having me.
You bet. That was Daniel Smalley talking with me live in the Marion and Donald Weiss Performance Studios here at Red River Radio. Let's take one more track from Daniel's new CD. The CD is called Get On My Side, and this is the title track right here on The Caravan.
Get on my side, I'm tired of wasting all of my precious time. It's not a game, so please stop telling me the score. Place all the blame on me, I can take it, I'm used to the pain. Get on my side, or babe, I'll be leaving the way I I'm so lost and alone without you. Or leave me be if you've had enough. Make the call, cause it all won't get any easier. Get on my side if you can hear this song. Stop telling me the score. Place all the blame on me. I can take it, I'm used to the pain. Get on my side, or babe, I'll be leaving the way I came in. The way I came in.
The title track from Daniel Smalley's CD, Get On My Side, closing out this portion of The Caravan tonight on Red River Radio. You can find a complete playlist for this program as well as all the programs in The Caravan series by going to our website, redriverradio.org. Just click on The Caravan there, and you'll also be able to listen again to this interview with and performance by Daniel Smalley by going to that post. Stay tuned. Be Quiet and Play the Music is coming up next here on The Caravan from Red River Radio. And we are your community-supported public broadcasting service of LSUS. This is KDAQ, Shreveport-Bossier City, KLSA Alexandria Pineville, KBSA El Dorado Magnolia, and KLDN Lufkin Nacogdoches.
No BS Brass is a band from Richmond, Virginia that caught our ear recently. The group is here to perform songs from their two new CDs out this summer. And I'll speak with the band's co-founders, Reggie Pace and Lance Kohler. No BS, next time on Bob Edwards Weekend from PRI, Public Radio International.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock and Sunday morning at 9 on Red River Radio's HD3.